You are listening to the audio production of The Princess and Curdie with a Christian Reader's Guide, two books in one, published by One Audiobooks. This unique set includes the unabridged The Princess and Curdie by George MacDonald, interspersed with The Princess and Curdie, a Christian Reader's Guide by Kristen Ditchfield. This audio production is read by Tamarin Payne and Kristen Ditchfield.
Why read classic novels? There are so many good reasons. For one, classics have become classics because of how wise, how true, how beautiful, how deep or profound or powerful previous generations have found them. For decades or centuries, other readers have returned to these books again and again because they found them so helpful or encouraging or thought-provoking or disturbing in the best sense of that word. And being familiar with these books is part of being a well-educated, well-rounded individual, someone who recognizes and understands the references to these stories that can be found in countless other books, articles, and essays, news reports, movies, songs, and memes. A lot of classic tales have been retold many times over. It adds more to the experience when you are familiar with the original. Another great reason to read or listen to a classic novel? It boosts your brain power. Seriously. So much of what we read today is written on a very basic level with a limited vocabulary and simple, predictable sentence structure. In fact, so basic, so simple, so predictable that you can be watching TV and carrying on a conversation with a family member or pet while scrolling through your social media or playing a game on your phone and still get the gist of whatever it is. It's written that way on purpose because that's how a lot of people read these days. But because of their broader vocabulary and more complex and less predictable to us sentence structure, classic novels require us to pay attention and concentrate. They teach us all kinds of words and expressions that have been lost or are in danger of being lost to us. They challenge us to use our imaginations in ways we don't often get to otherwise. When we read a classic novel, we learn how people in previous generations and different communities and cultures lived, how they thought about things, what they believed, rightly or wrongly, what they respected or admired, what they hoped and feared. This is true even if the story is not historical or not what was, at that time, contemporary fiction. We get it from the kinds of things the narrator says or doesn't say, from the way the characters behave, from the subject and the themes of the story, and the overall moral or message. Sometimes what we learn is how different it was back then, how things have changed, for better or for worse. Sometimes we learn that the more things change, the more they stay the same. Some things are common to all of us in every generation, every community and culture. One way or another, we gain some much-needed perspective. C.S. Lewis once said, "It is a good rule after reading a new book never to allow yourself another new one till you have read an old one in between. If that is too much for you, you should at least read one old one to every three new ones." Every age has its own outlook. It is specially good at seeing certain truths and specially liable to making certain mistakes. We all, therefore, need books that will correct the characteristic mistakes of our own period. And that means the old books. Again, all of this is true even of fairy tale and fantasy literature, maybe especially of fairy tale and fantasy. These kinds of stories in particular have a special way of captivating our imaginations and stirring our hearts, pointing us to the deepest spiritual truths we desperately need to hold on to. We can find such great wisdom, great truth, and great beauty in the great literature of the past. Looking at The Princess and Curdie Through a Christian Worldview. It's not hard to do because it was written from a Christian worldview. George MacDonald was a much-beloved Scottish novelist, poet, public speaker, Christian pastor, and theologian who lived in the 1800s. He published 50 books in a wide variety of genres and was considered one of the most influential writers of the 19th century. Or as one scholar dubbed him, a Victorian literary rock star. It's staggering the number of both theological and literary giants who were mentored by MacDonald.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?